This right here is the reason that we need you to do everything in your power for Cork Cancer Services, because this is a very special story. This is Micheál Sheridan's story. Micheál Sheridan is CEO of the Mercy Foundation, which of course is one of our charity mm-hmm. partners. And he has played a key role in the Giving for Living Radiothon for many, many years. You would have heard his name over and over and over. He spent over 13 years raising funds and increasing cancer awareness here in Cork. Last November, Micheál received his own bowel cancer diagnosis, and now he's found himself on the opposite side of the hospital experience. Have a listen to this.
I started to experience pains. I got an ultrasound organised in the Mercy and sort of expected somebody to tell me I had gallstones or something. Went in, had the ultrasound. Very quickly I was having a CT scan, and that's then where the secondaries in my liver showed up. Then you're just jumping on the train and you're on it, and you're taking whatever it throws at you, you know, and you're just going with it.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door.
You were always there for people going through their journey. How does it feel to be going through yours?
It's tough. It's incredibly tough. The hardest question you get asked is how many dependents you have.
Yeah.
You know. So I have four boys. They're 19, 17, 13 and 8. And sometimes what happens is you get caught in a trap, which is really not a healthy thing to do. But you just start to imagine not being around. And that's a very, very hard place to live. So in fairness, one of the things that I've been doing is, and it's been because of Radiothon, we've been funding things like a psycho-oncology service in the hospital. So we've a brilliant psychologist who works with cancer patients, and when the opportunity was offered to start seeing her, it was one of the things that I grabbed straight away, because actually the treatment side of it is the part of that is dealt with by the doctors. People like Derek Power, amazing people like Derek Power and the team in the Lee Clinic in the Mercy. They do what they do. That's medicine. It's kind of out of my control.
Don't you know I lose control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you, can't you see?
The most difficult battle that I'm finding is not the... While you have the physical battle of pain, it's the psychological side of it. It's the how you're feeling side of it. That's the real battle. That's the bit you have to wake up and struggle with, and you hit the snooze button 5 or 6 times on your alarm in the morning when you're in bed, because some days you just don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, but you just have to. You don't know what your prognosis is. And I still don't know, and I don't want to know. So you do things like you walk around the house and you look at constellations, and you'd say to your teenage son, you know, if I go, that's our connection. That's where I'll be.
I lose control when you're not here with me. I'm falling apart right in front of you, can't you see?
There were the very early days of dealing with it. Then you get this energy and this fight.
It is the kind of thing, isn't it, Micheál? We never think it'll happen to us until it does.
100%. You know, I would love to be doing Radiothon again from the other side of the fence, but I'm not. I'm doing it from this side. I just think what's amazing about Radiothon and what's amazing about your listeners and the team in the station is how every year people just dig so deep. make such a difference. But I can tell you, while before I'd see the money coming in and then I'd know what the money was doing in terms of I'd know the projects, it's very different now because I'm actually part of those. I'm living proof of the impact that the funds that people raise has through Radiothon for people with cancer in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me.
This is Graham Norton urging you to support the Giving for Living Radiothon on Cork's 96 FM.
There are 200 or more different types of cancer, each with a different name, each with a different way of affecting the human body, each with a different treatment, and each with a different chance of you getting sorted. When you think of the people we mention here all the time, Dr. Power, Dr. O'Sullivan, the nurses, everybody, you think of how brilliant these people are. It's their work you're supporting, among other things. Like, there's nearly 4,000 people a year diagnosed with cancer in Cork. 4,000 people a year. Like, that's nearly 200 a week when you think about it. Sadly, about 1,000 people die every year due to cancer. Oh, that's where the journey ends, where you don't want it to end, but nearly 1,000 people. That means of the 4,000 diagnosed, most people survive, which is great. The most common cause of death in Ireland is cancer. It has overtaken heart disease, breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, bowel cancer, melanoma, the most commonly, and all of them avoided through lifestyle changes. And the survival rates are improving.
You can give us a call on 1-800-50-96-96. Drop us a text with your name and your donation amount as well to 0833-96-96-96. Or smash that donate button on 96fm.ie. News coming up very soon. So, Ross Brown, you've got about 20 seconds to give us a rundown of the latest donations that have come into us. Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go!
Kieran Moreland, €300. Lane Woo! Condon, €100. David Woo! O'Donovan, €10. Charles Woo! Crowley, €150. Teresa Dineen, €100. Eleanor Carroll, €260. Fiona O'Gorman, €10. Billy Curran, €20. Hugh Broderick, €20. Alistair Lynchin, €40. Five, Amy Corwin, €150. Four, Magella Cahalan, €20. John two, Sexton, €50. Joe Butterer, €30.
Yes!
Our street fleet have never done as many miles in their street fleet Jeeps. Ken Perrott was out and about. He went back to school a little bit earlier on.
It's the Giving for Living Radiothon and I'm right here in Upper Glanmire National School. Is this all sixth class, is it?
Yeah!
Can I get a cheer to start? Now, what's your name?
Jamie Allen.
Jamie, tell me what's going on because I'm looking at mountains of cakes.
Yeah, so we're raising money for the Giving for Living Radiothon to support cancer research. So we've done a bake sale and all of us are after going in a group and baking and we're selling cakes for €1 or 2 for 2.
Sounds good. I'm going to come over to you for a sec, right? What's your name?
Madison Ahern.
Madison, everyone is in jerseys, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is it just your class or the whole school?
Whole school, probably.
And do you think you raised a lot of money?
Probably.
What do you think? Do you think he raised a lot of money?
Yeah!
Well, from all of us in 96FM and from everyone involved in the Radiothon, I want to say a big thank you to everyone in Upper Glanmire National School who are knocking it out of the park between Jersey Day and the bake sale. These cakes look amazing. I'm going to try one over there and one over there. Thanks, guys.
Great stuff, all the gang there. And actually, in the last few minutes, we've got a total amount raised there. Kelly and Damien are here with me. Kelly, go on. What do they raise there in Upper Glanmire?
Yes, I have the final amount. Are you ready for this?
Go on, go for it.
€2,064.
Brilliant, guys. Well done.
Hey, Luke. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you? What age were you when you first started?
I was only 5 years old when I first started collecting change for the Radiothon.
Right. And how old are you now?
I'm 19 now, so it's been a good while.
Okay.
You're a hero. Fair dues to you.
What was the motivation? You've had some people in your family, I think, have had cancer, yeah?
I've had a few people in my family that have unfortunately suffered from cancer. My grandmother, she has breast cancer and skin cancer. Both of my grandfathers, they both had prostate cancer, and I've had an uncle who suffered the same.
Right. Okay. And you want to give back to the people who helped them?
I absolutely do. Anything at all that I can do to make sure that other people in Cork can get the same amount of treatment that they did, it just seems right to give back then.
Yeah. You're 19, that's 14 years you're doing it now. What are you doing this year for us?
This year we did a 24-hour sponsored fast in aid of the Radiothon. We are about done it now, about 12 hours, I think.
Okay.
So
the tummy gurgles are kicking in.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
I know, and it's coming up to lunchtime and it makes it all so hard.
And here she is talking about food.
I know, listen, this is it. But you know, it's a tough thing to do.
It is, but it's more than worth it to give back to the people of Cork.
How urgently would you say new treatments are needed right now?
Oh, so badly needed. At the minute, there's about 250 to 300 people in Ireland diagnosed with a glioblastoma every year. Unfortunately, 95% of those people will not have survived to the five-year mark, and actually 80% of them will have died within 2 years. So the treatments that we're using now are the chemotherapy commonly called temozolomide, is combined with surgery and radiation. And that came out in like 2005 to Ireland, and we're now 2024. It's almost 20 years later and we need new treatments.
And how optimistic are you for your research and for the future of cancer research? What's your gut feeling?
I have such a good feeling about cancer research. When you're out in the street or you're talking to your family and your friends and you hear that someone's been diagnosed with cancer, you think it's fear. You just feel fear and bewilderment and you don't really know what to do. And then to contrast with that, I have that feeling and then I walk into a lab and I'm working with cancer cells every day and I'm kind of seeing my project really come to life. And it's really, I'm very hopeful. But then you also look around you and your friends are on the benches in front of you and behind you and beside you, and they're all finding these different cures and treatments that somewhere down the line, with enough, you know, research and with enough like team power behind it, could actually make a cancer diagnosis like a fraction of the worry and fear that it once was. So the power of research has given me great hope, and I'm really optimistic for the future and for my project and for all of the projects that are happening as a result of generous donations of cancer patients, their families, and we all need it. It's for everyone.
So fear is the thing. And I remember, and I said it to you before, when my cancer was diagnosed, I had quite a swollen abdomen and I was there just giving out to myself for putting on weight yet again. And I was, God, here I go on another diet. And I assumed I was just after gaining weight. And it turned out that my whole abdomen was after swelling up with this particular liquid called ascites, which needed to be drained and literally tap a tube into your stomach and drain it off over the course of a series of hours a day or whatever. And I remember lying in the trolley for that and thinking, I'm fecked, this is really bad, you know, and planning my funeral when I was lying on that trolley and just thinking, oh, you know, who are my friends? Who am I going to give the music to? Who's this? Who's that? I mean, like, I literally thought the worst. And it's awful because I could cope with it by trying to organise it. Mm. What I couldn't cope with was actually dealing with potentially saying goodbye, leaving Connor, all of those things. Mm. And that is where charities like Cork ARC are just phenomenal.
ARC House in Cork has been I guess in some ways my North Star, in some ways, in that they've really helped me along this journey, not only in the initial days, but then also I've been able to access this kind of women's support group, this wellness group, and just meet other women, other young women, women of young spirits, about just the journey that they've been on, that I'm not alone, and that it's been really a journey where we've been able to support each other and get really practical support on how to manage where we're at. Because I guess cancer affects us in so many ways.
Show some support for the Cork's 96FM Giving for Living Radiothon, raising money for Cork Cancer Services. So please support in any way you can on Cork's 96FM.
Cork's 96FM's Giving for Living Radiothon continues, raising funds for cancer services in Cork. Our charity partners are Breakthrough Cancer Research, Cork Arc Cancer Support House, CUH Charity Marymount Hospice and the Mercy Hospital Foundation. It runs until Saturday. Fundraising manager at Marymount, Ina Conway, says being supported by locals means the world for them.
Marymount is deeply embedded in Cork's community and services a population of 560,000 people. We deliver services to 3,000 families in Cork every year, and to feel the community of Cork supports Marymount means the absolute world to us.
Meanwhile, the biggest change collection in the world takes place at the bus office on Parnell Place. Paul Creedon is a bus errand worker.
There's a rubbish skip as such that we slightly decorate. Kids coming on with their buckets and throwing their coins, and yet again every year they come up and throw in as much as they can. Started the skip now the first morning, slowly but surely starting to fill up. A lot of people coming in with big donations, big notes, a lot of notes gone in this morning. It's a good cause, and it's something we're doing 17 years now.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall.
Cancer, I can't even describe what it does to people, what it does to families, what it does to young people, the loss that people will feel, the anger. I am here today because Killian would have done this.
You described Killian beforehand as so full of life. Tell us a bit about him.
He was such a fun character. He loved the crack. He just loved having fun with people. He would do the best impersonations of anybody. When I think back to, I suppose, Killian and his way of approaching things, he was always so open. Always forward is how we would have described him back in 2021 when he eventually died. Sure, he was just like the best injection of energy. Super smart.
And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away.
We've had a very heartwarming voice note in from Amy that we just have to play out. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Izzy and Shane. I just wanted to throw in a voice message just about the Radiothon and everything. I will be giving a donation, obviously, but I just wanted to give you a little story. My best friend was actually very sick, but she was constantly going to the doctor with this and that, and she was only 33 at the time, God rest her now, but she actually got diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So they had to do a full hysterectomy on her at the age of 33. She was called back, and she was called back early for to see the doctor. So we knew it wasn't good news, where she was told her bowel had to be removed. She was on a waiting list then because it was during COVID at the time. And eventually during COVID, it was just prolonged and prolonged and prolonged. And in the end, she got called up to St. James's Hospital in Dublin. And after that operation, she went in with a high temperature and she never came home. She passed away Christmas week of 2020. And it's just, I just think you're doing what you do in 96FM is just fantastic, I think. You don't realise the charities you're actually helping. I'm not going to say any more now because my eyes are welling up, but I just wanted to say a huge thank you.
Yes, everybody, it's Tom Grennan, and I want to wish you all the best of luck with Radiothon. Raise loads of money. Honestly, you lot are amazing. Love you all. Have a good one. Take it easy. Love you.
Cork's 96FM.
Chris, will you take us back to kind of, I think it was August when this all broke for you and you had a bit of a scare yourself with cancer?
Yeah, so what happened was I am very fortunate enough to have a massage every Friday. I used to hit the pub and now I hit the massage table on a Friday. That's sort of my finish line for the week. And I have a massage off this lovely lady called Dee. And Dee was giving me the once over last summer and she noticed a mark on my left calf. And this was like 7 months into our sort of client-therapist relationships. And then she noticed this mark on the back of my left calf and she said, "What's that?" And I said, "I don't know." She said, "Have you seen it before?" I said, "No, I don't think I have, actually." She said, "Do us a favour, go and get it looked at." And she said it like that, you know, with that intonation. Mm. And I said, okay, yeah, sure. Anyway, 7 days later, same time, 2:45 p.m. Friday afternoon, as always, I'm back. And she said, did you get that? Did you get the mark looked at? And I said, oh, no, I didn't. And then she gave me a different look and a little firmer tone. And she said, go and get it looked at, Chris. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I did. The dermatologist who checked it out, he said, I don't think it's anything, but I'm not 100% and I have to be 100%. So I think we need to excavate the site, turn it into a biopsy site, get it excavated and send it off for tests. And then I went on holiday and I was in America and she phoned me up and she said, it is a melanoma. Don't worry, it's not going to kill you, but we will have to get it removed and it probably won't be the last. I was nervous, I was frightened in between the biopsy and the phone call, but once she told me what it was, I felt strangely relieved and more relaxed about the situation because we knew what we were dealing with. So
Ross Brown over there. Yeah.
Are we allowed to threaten people for donations?
I mean, I wouldn't really recommend it, but
if you don't donate, you will be getting a rogue box in the face at some stage in the next decade from me. I'm just saying, when you least expect it, when you're in Merchant's Quay and you're picking up a rogue fiver that's on the ground, it's not a real fiver, box in the face. So donate, or you never know where I'm going to be. And I'm always lurking.
That's a lot of work there you've committed to over the next couple of years. But
so
okay.
I gave myself 10 years.
Okay, right.
And I'm assuming only 5 people aren't going to donate. Everyone else is sound.
Love, Zeus, over there, Shane Buckley.
While you come up with that master plan of being Cork's answer to Liam Neeson, just to leave everyone out, the skip has just arrived down at the bus station. So if you're down around town soon enough, get ready to dump all of your loose change into it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to Sheena, just after donating €20 to the Giving for Living.
Yay!
She says thank you to all my oncology team at CUH. I came through breast cancer, triple negative clear in 2021. Then in 22, was diagnosed with endometrial cancer, a tougher battle at the moment. Thank you, Lorraine, Ross and Buck. Sheena, thank you so much.
Well
you
done,
are an
play.
Absolute legend. Rachel Buckley as well, hitting us up with €15.
Get
Rachel.
In, Rachel. There's no straight box in the face for you,
no,
girl. I'll tell you
not
what.
Not for Petra either.
Petra's not getting any box in the face either. €10. And I'll tell you what, Stephen Hurley can nearly punch me in the face. €100.
Oh, Stephen.
I'm in Marymount and I've just come in with Tom English to look at some amazing trophies. You guys are having your jersey day today, but you've put out a spread of the trophies. The Premier League one is the first one that grabs my eye. Let's start there and work our way across the table.
I suppose we're very lucky that obviously we have the Premiership trophy here today, but we have a lot of sporting icons here in Cork, a lot of local heroes. We have the county champions were here, Castlehaven Football. We had Sarsfield County Champions. We had the O'Duffy Cup was here, but the Camogie team were here, the recently crowned Munster champions. I just reached out to all the clubs in Cork County and City to ask them would they donate their trophies for the day, for on display here for our jersey day, for the residents and for the staff. And it's so far it's going down a treat.
You did something like this last year as well, and it lifts the spirit. It's lovely to come into Marymount, which obviously offers a lot of sadness a lot of the time, and it's nice to come in and hear the hustle and bustle and just see a bit of crack happening here. Makes it a difference.
As you look around, you know, a lot of the sporting people are going away, but now the residents are coming down just after their lunch and stuff like that. They're all behind us holding the Liam McCarthy, the Sam Maguire Cup. It's a great day for them as well, the residents and the staff and the patients here as well.
And tell me about some of the sporting icons that have come out today.
So we had Charlie McCarthy was here, Jimmy Barry Murphy was here, Tomás Mulcahy was here, we had Spike the boxer was here, the Cork Camogie team were here, we had Mark O'Mahony, the Premiership player that plays with Brighton and O'Alvin. He came this morning and he had a chat with us and he stood for photographs with the residents. So yeah, listen, we're very lucky here, we're blessed in Cork with the amount of sporting people and celebrities that we have within the sporting world.
Now, Radiothon raises a lot of money, a lot of awareness, and it's become a part of the charity calendar for everyone across the year. Marymount being one of the benefactors of Radiothon, it means a lot for you as well, doesn't it?
It does, of course. Every little couple of bob helps towards the facilities, the running of the place. Yeah, every little couple of bob helps. Now, there's donation buckets there, and everyone has been clinking and putting money into them there. I'm on it.
My life as I had known it ended in September 2014 when I was diagnosed with advanced stage 4 ovarian cancer and I was told it was terminal. I was diagnosed at 2:20 on the Friday And up to 20 past two, I was in Herlihy. I was working. I was a wife. I was a mother. I was a grandmother. I had plans made for the future. But after that, that girl was gone. I'd never have her back again. I got home and I touched the walls of my home. And all I could think of was, this is my home. And I won't say it again, because the word terminal was so big to me.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for?
My sons came and my three grandchildren. One was only a baby at the time. And I just tugged him and hugged him and hugged him. And I didn't want to let him go. And that evening, went into the shower and I did a silent cry. And I can remember my mouth was opened. There was no sound coming out, but the tears were just flowing and flowing and flowing. And I needed to get it out of my system without anybody seeing me or hearing me. And I decided, right, I have to do something now. I had treatment ahead of me, and I knew that I couldn't go through the treatment properly unless I started thinking a bit positive. But I couldn't do it. I actually went into a grieving process. I was missing my husband already, my two sons, my three grandchildren. My heart was literally torn and broke.
I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
I started chemo in October and Christmas came and I was still here. January, February, March, I was still here. And then I was told I'd be on another drug for 15 months. So that gave me 15 months. And I said, I'd be able to see my granddaughter start school. I'd be able to see my grandson take his first steps. 15 months to me was like winning the lotto.
And you had some bad news during COVID?
In the midst of my cancer, my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he also was told he had 12 months. And 4:30 on a Tuesday morning, I got a call to get my siblings ready and come up, that he had taken a turn for the worse. And he passed away at 8:45 that morning.
I'm of the deep end.
And it's 10 years in and out of remission. Do you want to tell me about that?
I'm on active chemo for the last 10 years. I'm losing so much weight now that if I ever need infused chemo, my oncologist said my body can't take anymore.
And how have things been with the family and the grandkids?
My grandson, who's nearly 10, he said to me, Nana, Munster playing the All Blacks in Thomond Park, wouldn't that be a lovely Christmas present for me, for you and granddad? And I had to tell him that I can't make plans. I can't book tickets. I can't say next week we'll go to the beach or something. Because within a short half hour, 2 hours, I could be above in COH with something wrong.
So the Giving for Living Radiothon is raising money for charity services in Cork. Can you tell everyone how important it is to raise money, Anne?
One in two of us will develop cancer. And without the likes of Breakthrough Cancer Research, who knows where we'd be. When I started this journey, there were only two or three drugs you could take to slow down and manage the ovarian cancer. But today, due to the likes of Breakthrough Cancer Research, there's a number of treatments available, and we're so, so lucky to have it in Ireland.
In the shadow, we're far from the shallow.
I'm delighted to announce that the total raised in the 2024 Cork's 96 FM Giving for Living Radiothon is 409,178 euro.